Shalom, everybody, from Eretz Yisrael. We now find ourselves in Erev Shabbos Shuva. We are in the middle of the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, days that are dedicated towards repentance. And one of the most interesting discussions that we find in the Acharonim is the question of how do we really define the mitzvah of Teshuva? What is it that we are trying to accomplish here, and how do we go about doing it? It's generally taken for granted that we are required to do tshuva, but the nature of this obligation is a bit less understood. In last week's Parsha Nitzavim, we have part of Moshe Rabbeinu's farewell message to Klal Yisrael. And this last message includes some of the consequences that occurs if we don't follow the mitzvahs of Hashem. But Moshe follows this somewhat scary narrative with a message of hope and a message of optimism, focusing on Klal Yisrael's eventual return. Moshe tells the Jewish people that they will eventually return to Hashem and ends this portion of his message by telling him the following. This is, we're going to look together in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Yid Aleph, where Moshe says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazot asher nochi mitzavecha hayom, lo nefleitehi mimcha v'lo rechokahi. This mitzvah that I'm commanding you today is not beyond your capabilities. Lo b'shamayim hilemor, mi yale lanu ha-shamayim avikachel lanu, v'yashme'enu otav v'na'asena. It's not something that's in the heavens, not something that's beyond our grasp. Lo me'aver layam hilemor mi'avor lanu et el aver hayam v'kachel lanu v'yashme'enu otav v'na'asena. Not something that's beyond the grasps over an ocean. Ki karo b'lecha devar me'od b'ficha u'bilavcha la'asoto. It is something that is very close, something that is well within our grasps. Now, what is the commandment that we're referring to here? What is ki ha-mitzvah hazot? Well, within the context, it seems to be that we're speaking about the mitzvah of tshuva. And that's exactly what the Ramban assumes, that what the Torah is telling us here is that although we might stray from Hashem, eventually we will return. And this mitzvah, this idea of tshuva, is something that is well within our grasp, something that we're able to accomplish. However, the Rambam does not quote this pasuk within the context of the mitzvah of tshuva. Rather, the Rambam attributes this pasuk to talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And perhaps even more significantly, the Rambam seems to totally neglect listing or counting tshuva as a formal mitzvah at all. What the Rambam does write in the Sefer HaMitzvot, Mitzvot Asei Ayin Gimel, is that the act of vidui is a mitzvah. Tshuva, however, does not show up. How could this be? How could the Rambam totally negate or totally neglect to mention the mitzvah of tshuva? Could it be that the Rambam doesn't think it's a mitzvah at all? So in a Sefer Al Tshuva, Rav Soloveitchik provides an incredibly original, insightful approach to the Rambam. Soloveitchik explains that essentially there are two components to the performance of any mitzvah. There's the kiyum, which is the fulfillment of the mitzvah, and the pu'ula, the action associated with the mitzvah. Now, in most situations, Rav Soloveitchik explains, the two go hand in hand. For example, the mitzvah of lulav is fulfilled specifically when the action of shaking the lulav is performed. The kiyum and the pu'ula, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, and the action associated with the mitzvah come at the same time. This is the format of many of the day-to-day mitzvahs that we perform. Rav Soloveitchik continues to explain that there are some mitzvahs in which the fulfillment of the mitzvah and the action associated with the mitzvah do not necessarily coincide. For example, Kriyat Shema. The action of reciting Shema is only part of the mitzvah. To fulfill the mitzvah fully, one is required to have an internal emotional feeling of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. This explains Rav Soloveitchik is the mechanics of the mitzvah of tshuva as well. Tshuva, according to the Rambam, is an inner emotional process where the main thrust is not marked by a specific action, but it's a gradual, lifelong process, a metamorphosis, that only begins with a sense of regret for damaging our connection with Hashem. It's a process that slowly develops and eventually leads to a greater sense of personal completeness and closeness with Hashem. Rav Soloveitchik continues to explain that once a person has undergone this internal process, then it's solidified, it's concretized with an action, with a pe'ula. What is that action? Vidui. You know, Rabbi Soloveitchik continues and says that before beginning each of the sections of the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam gives us a brief introduction called Koteret, like a title of what he's going to be speaking about, a summary of the mitzvah. The Rambam's Koteret to Hilchot Tshuva, in his summary, in his introduction or title to Hilchot Tshuva, the Rambam writes that Tshuva contains one mitzvah. What is that one mitzvah? A sinner should repent for his sins and confess. This explains Rav Soloveitchik is the key to understanding the Rambam's approach. It sums it all up. In the introduction, the Rambam makes it clear that the mitzvah that is being discussed is the mitzvah of tshuva. While in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam only lists the pe'ula, the vidui, the objective form of the mitzvah. From the words of the Rambam, certainly seen through the lens of Rabbi Soloveitchik, it's clear that tshuva is an integral part of our life. It's part of the growth and development of every Jew. The gift of tshuva is one that allows us to release ourselves from the mistakes, our errors, and our imperfections as we turn towards a clear and more inspired future. And this internal action is concretized through the mitzvah of tshuva, through the mitzvah of vidui. I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom, a productive and meaningful Seder Mitzvah, and a productive and meaningful and clarifying and cleansing Yom Kippur. I wish everyone well. Have a Shabbat Shalom.